Right. Yes, we are meeting His Excellency, the Vice President, today. He's got a series of meetings. First, he's meeting His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Kenya, Mwai Kibaki, and then he's meeting His Excellency, the Prime Minister. Then later, he's going to be meeting the Speaker of the National Assembly, Parliament. And lastly, he's going to meet me and four of my colleagues who are leaders of the Parliamentary Caucus for Reforms. Our agenda has been for the last 8 months to create an atmosphere where concerns and fears of those who do not wish to have a new constitution can be addressed in such a way that at the end of the referendum, Kenya will remain stronger as a country. And we believe the agenda for the meeting today with His Excellency, the Vice President of the U.S., will be really to explain to him how far we have reached, what challenges we are still facing, and what our expectations are.
Some critics in Kenya have said that the much-needed reforms haven't gone as fast and as thorough as they anticipated, with the Constitution being somewhat controversial, with some people alleging that certain pages were amended and put in without the knowledge of Parliament. What do you say to that?
Initially, we discovered that when the draft constitution went to the official government printer for copies to be made for Kenyans, somebody mischievously inserted a sentence in the Bill of Rights that watered down the Bill of Rights as was originally drafted. This was discovered immediately, and the false and forged copies were removed from the press, removed from circulation, and we are now going on with the original draft as made by Parliament and published by the Attorney General. So that is not a fear anymore. Our fear is really the propaganda that those who are anti-reform are putting in the path of reforms by misinterpreting the draft constitution in such a way that it creates fear in the minds of some Kenyans who own large tracts of land. And the fact that it's being alleged that the draft constitution is allowing abortion and gay marriages. These are issues which are very sensitive to Kenyans and is causing them fear. But it's all propaganda, it's not the truth. So what our worry now and our challenge is how to make Kenyans understand that the truth of the constitution is as it is, and that Kenyans should have a chance to read and understand the draft.
The presence of the U.S. Vice President currently in Kenya has been interpreted by so many people in so many ways. What does his presence mean to ordinary Kenyans and as leaders in Kenya?
I think first and foremost, it's a great honor for Kenya to host the Vice President of the USA. It's a great honor. And I think the timing is just correct. Honorable Biden is coming at a time when we need support from true friends of Kenya, true friends of Kenya who have gone through this exercise and who have known the challenges and have overcome most of those challenges. And the U.S. is one such country. All the challenges that Kenya is facing as a country are challenges that the U.S. has had to face and overcome. So I think Mr. Biden is coming to Kenya at a time that we need really support like that. That is one. Two, the presence of Mr. Biden in Kenya is going to bolster Kenyans, and who is a large majority of Kenyans who would wish to have a new constitution. It's going to encourage them, and they are going to know they are not walking alone. They are walking with friends.
The U.S. ambassador in Kenya has constantly pushed the reforms message from President Barack Obama's administration to Kenya to ensure that the 2007 post-election violence doesn't happen again. Do you think you'll be able to convince Vice President Biden what you have achieved so far is satisfactory and that will lead Kenyans into a democratic elections devoid of irregularities in the future?
I think Ambassador Redenberger has been very positive on the need for Kenyans to be educated on the draft. And I believe that through Mr. Redenberger, the U.S. government, through its agencies, USAID, has been able to reach out to the youth and reach out to women who are the marginalized in our society in such a way that they've been mobilized to understand the Constitution so that they are finally able to make their own decisions. And I think the effort of the ambassador has been very positive so far. He has been very forceful about what needs to be done. And he has made Kenyans understand clearly that the Obama administration's vision for Kenya is a Kenya that is free from corruption and Kenya that is democratic. A Kenya where all Kenyans can enjoy what Kenya has to offer to everybody. And I think that message has gone down very clearly among Kenyans. And I'm sure Mr. Biden will for himself see this today and tomorrow.
What are your expectations of these meetings that Vice President Biden is going to be holding in the country, and what do you think Kenyans expect as he visits the country?
The expectations of the majority of Kenyans is that the meetings and the presence of Mr. Biden in the country is going to help in galvanizing support for Kenyans to get to where they want to be on democracy and on corruption. And in the recent past, it has been very clear to Kenyans that the Obama administration's view of Kenya is that we have to get out of our way and fight corruption in all its forms. And this, I think, is in the presence of Mr. Biden, is going to bolster the view of the millions of Kenyans who hold the same view, like myself.